Titans training camp is just right around the corner. But until then, I'm joined now with Joe Fan, contributor for TitansOnline.com. Now, Joe, one of the things that people are really going to notice is the new defense. But really, it's not as big of a jump as it might look.
It's not. A lot of teams have done it the past couple of years, specifically last year. Ray Horton, the Titans' new defensive coordinator, did it with the Cleveland Browns last year. His only season as the defensive coordinator for the Browns, he was really successful. He took a 22nd overall ranked defense and made them number 10. More notably, the Saints last year with Rob Ryan's arrival went from 32 all the way down to the fourth ranked defensive unit. So it's really not an insurmountable jump. But for me, it's definitely the most difficult position group to judge right now, just because you don't know where guys are going to be and what it's going to look like exactly personnel-wise, but it's definitely not a jump that should be a problem come week one.
Now, speaking of personnel, the Titans made a lot of additions in the offseason, adding a lot of strong linebackers. How's that going
to
help them?
Well, yeah, if you're going to go from a 4-3 to a 3-4, you need a lot of depth at linebacker. The Titans have that, and they added more to it in the offseason. Their key signing being Sean Phillips. Longtime San Diego Charger, spent last year with the Denver Broncos. His teammate Wesley Woodyard also came over as a free agent. They drafted Avery Williamson in this year's draft. A lot of depth. You have Akeem Ayers. You have Zach Brown. I mean, a lot of guys here that are going to be fighting for time, but they need it with four linebackers.
Now, how do you think this is going to impact Jarrell Casey and his role in this defense?
You don't know. Jarrell Casey was definitely the best player on the Titans defense last year, recording 10.5 sacks from a defensive tackle position. Now with only three down linemen, as it seems, in terms of just the scheme in general, you don't know where he's going to be. Is he still going to be in the middle? Is he going to move to the outside at defensive end? A lot of that will be determined by other linebackers. Cameron Wembley and Derek Morgan, also guys who are listed as both a linebacker and a defensive end. Again, a lot of moving parts and personnel things that only training camp is going to tell. We don't know right now.
But it's definitely going to be a fun battle to watch.
Yeah, it will be, because we're going to learn. We're all going to learn together what it's going to look like. Right now, only Ray Horton and the coaching staff know exactly what they're looking for. Guys are going to step up and play well. Guys might not play well. You know, it's just going to be, like I said, a lot of moving parts and things that we'll learn together.
Well, we're definitely excited to see what they have in store for us right here at training camp in St. Thomas Sports Park on July 26th. For TitansOnline.com, he's Joe Fan, and I'm Amy Wells.